Thank you. So my name's Margaret Sinclair. I'm with the Refugee Action Collective, and I acknowledge that we are meeting and rallying on the lands of the traditional owners of the Kulin Nations. On behalf of Refugee Action Collective, first of all, we do have an action outside the Sofitel Hotel tomorrow evening instead of our usual meeting, because Claire O'Neill will be giving the keynote address, and we need to let Labor know that they need to do much, much better than what they are doing. So last year, Ian Rintel from Sydney RAC and myself went to Indonesia on a bit of a fact-finding mission. First of all, a little bit of background. We need to remind ourselves that the situation there has been going on for a very long time. So when Scott Morrison was the immigration minister in 2014, he put a ban on any refugee in Indonesia who had registered with the UNHCR after July 2014 from ever coming to Australia. That's under the humanitarian program, and that's under the sponsorship program. He also reduced the numbers of people that Australia would accept. And so Indonesia has become not so much a transit country, but a place of limbo. Instead of spending a very short time in Indonesia, many refugees have been languishing there a very long time. We met refugees who had been promised under the Gillard government that if they did not attempt to come to Australia by boat, that they would be given priority under the humanitarian program. Well, they're still there in Indonesia because I met them last year. So that promise needs to be kept. But also, we also need to understand that this place of limbo is a place where they have no rights. Now, when we were gathered outside the State Library, there was a man who was quite angry and came up and said, "Why can't people stay in Indonesia?" Well, I'll tell you why, because they're not allowed to. Indonesia is not a country that welcomes refugees. It is not a signatory to the Refugee Convention. It does not want refugees there. It does not want refugees to stay. And so the whole deterrence program that Australia has in place is actually in place in Indonesia as well, very much so. Two-thirds of the people in Indonesia, the refugees there, come under the International Organisation for Migration when it comes to having a very basic living expenses covered. But for those people, those children who aged in place, I met people who were in their mid-20s who were still on the child's allowance, which is $50 a month. It's not enough money. And the amount of money that refugees receive through IOM has not changed in over a decade, even though the cost of living has risen, especially over the past few years. So we've got people who have not got the right to work, have not got the right to study, who have very limited access to medical care, who have had medical treatment refused because IOM, the International Organisation for Migration, which is 100% funded by the Australian government, refuses to pay for it. We have people who arrived before that July 2014 ban, and their families arrived afterwards. So, you know, they might be allowed to resettle in Australia. They might get a small pittance from IOM, but their families do not. And they are split along this arbitrary line that Scott Morrison created, that the Liberal leaders ever since have kept in place, and Labor leaders have also kept in place. And so we really need to have that ban lifted. In fact, people have been there for so long, and UNHCR can't see any resettlement opportunities for these people, that they have been, UNHCR have told refugees that they will not interview them, that they will not process their claims because there's no hope for resettlement. People can't live without hope. We need to give people hope. And the way that we need to do it is we need to challenge the idea of Operation Sovereign Borders. Operation Sovereign Borders was put in place a military solution to a humanitarian crisis. People leave their home countries because there's a humanitarian crisis. In leaving, that's a humanitarian crisis. And now they have been in limbo right across the archipelago of Indonesia for more than a decade, and that is a humanitarian crisis. We don't need a military solution to a humanitarian crisis. It's the wrong solution. It's just another problem. We need a humanitarian answer to a humanitarian problem. And that humanitarian answer is the following. One, to lift the ban that Scott Morrison put in place for July 2014. Two, we need to drastically lift the humanitarian intake to at least half the numbers of people who are there each year. There's 14,000 people there. 7,000 of them are Hazara. But we need an Australian government that accepts all nationalities. So we need to have, 7,000 people a year. Lift that humanitarian intake. 14,000 people a year. For the number of people who are there in Indonesia, it equates to the number of people that Australia did not take during the COVID lockdowns. 14,000 people brings us up to scratch. It gets them out of limbo. It gives them hope. So we need to call on the Labor government to lift the ban, to lift the intake, and to stop the rhetoric, because we do not need to have a military and harmful response to people who are in a humanitarian crisis. Thank you. Thank you very much.